Greetings in Jesus' name on this 17th day of June, the year of our Lord, 2022. It's currently 66 degrees here in Sanford, Maine, under kind of cloudy, overcast conditions, but we're planning on it being a fabulous Friday. I apologize for the broadcast yesterday. I was up early around 5:30 making the broadcast and was headed down to the U.S. Open, where my daughter bought us special Christmas tickets to go to the U.S. Open, played there at Brookline Country Club. And I couldn't get the broadcast to work. I couldn't get my computer. So it was probably operator malfunction. But we're back at it this morning. We've fixed some things, and we believe we're going to be able to get the broadcast out. It's been a wonderful week of ministry as we have ministered for Christ here on this mission field of Maine and impacted others with the glorious gospel of Christ. We're also busy at our homestead here of planting our gardens. My garden is about a week late, but it's okay because the weather's been cool and damp, and we're going to find out that we're not able to grow gardens in that anyway. So we did plant it yesterday, got a little bit more planting to do today. It's brand new ground, and we're having to work the ground hard because it's filled with rocks. And so we'll be doing that today. Also, some political activity today as I'll be going around helping three other candidates that are running for offices and the work of the ministry, which is ongoing and never stops. Continue to pray for us as we labor on for Christ. In your Bibles today, I would like to invite you to look with me in the book of Nehemiah. Excuse me, when you find your place in Nehemiah chapter number 8, I'd like for you to look with me in verse number 19. I'm reading through the book of Nehemiah and just loving what God is doing. Actually, it's Nehemiah 9:19 is where I want you to look. But as I'm reading through this wonderful book in the Bible, I'm continually reminded of how our great God is working. The people of God had been in Babylonian captivity for some 70 years and had come back. And Nehemiah was rebuilding the wall and Ezra was rebuilding the temple. And as they began to reinstitute sacrifices, the Word of God said give some of their testimony about how they had forsaken the Lord. It says in verse 16, "But they and our fathers dealt proudly and hardened their necks and hearkened not to thy commandments." Boy, those are three things that will sure enough get you in trouble and will get your church in trouble, will get your family in trouble, dealing proudly. It says about the people of God, they dealt proudly. Number two, they hardened their necks. They become rebellious. They become like the old donkey that I used to have, Eeyore. I'm going to get another one of those. I probably had more sermon illustrations when I had that donkey than any other animal I've ever had. I'm going to get me another donkey. But we had Eeyore and he'd harden his neck. I mean, he's just a miniature donkey with a cross down his back. And he would just harden his neck. He would not absolutely move. You couldn't pick him up and move him. And then after a while, after a few minutes, his neck would get soft again. And I'd say, "Eeyore, you're full of the devil." And of course, Eeyore didn't talk back to me. Now, if he would have, that would have been something, wouldn't it? But he would be compliant. I'd get a little feed in the bucket, and here he'd come. One day, Eeyore hardened his neck like that and attacked our daughter. And you wouldn't have wanted to met Miss Amy on that day. She picked him up and body slammed him on the barn floor. And it was a WWF moment for sure. One of those moments you don't rarely forget. Well, anyway, the people of God hardened their necks, just like that old donkey that I had. And it's not a good thing. They hearkened not to thy commandments. Not a good thing. When God says that we should do something, we should do what he says. But here at the people of God, they were rebels. They didn't hearken to the commandments of the Lord. And they refused to obey. Nehemiah 9:17. They were neither mindful of the wonders that thou didst among them. And on it says, but in verse number 19, this is a call, a pause for praise. Notice what it says in Nehemiah 9:19. Yet thou in thy manifold mercies forsookest them not in the wilderness. Oh my. Woo! Hallelujah. Manifold mercies. Just put that up there in the old ticker and think about that for a little while. Our God is a God of manifold mercies. Woo! Oh, hallelujah. I'm grateful that my God, even though my heart becomes hard and my neck becomes hard and I forsake God, and I never planned to do it, but it happens sometimes. Thank the Lord. He is a God of manifold mercies. I'd cling to that today. Oh, my goodness. I'd revel in that today. I'd just meditate a little bit more on that today. Our God, in His manifold mercies, forsookest them not. Be encouraged today that our God is a God of manifold mercies, and He'll help you, He'll strengthen you, He'll give you what you need on this journey of life. God bless you. Have a fabulous Friday. You have been listening to the Wings with the Word radio broadcast. Please correspond with me at my email, tbell, Tango Bravo, Echo, Lima, Lima, T-Bell at metrocast.net. God bless you. Have a wonderful Christ-filled day, and we'll talk to you once again on Monday.